show. We welcome in from Lorain County Community College, Dr. Craig Semsel. Dr. Semsel, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Fine, sir. And how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. And we detailed this a few moments ago. March 4th, Lorain County Community College's Social Sciences and Human Services Division is presenting Ain't I a Woman at the Stocker Art Center. So, well, what's this show all about?
Well, the show is about four African-American women that had a tremendous impact on the development of U.S. politics, U.S. society, and culture.
Now, there's also a jazz trio that's going to be performing at the show. What exactly will they add to this experience?
Well, basically adding a dramatic effect to the words of the actress who will be performing. It is basically a single person doing a single performance. And while she is talking and while she is highlighting the careers of these women by using their own words and their own artwork and such, the musicians will be bringing in a variety of spirituals and jazz age music by African-American composers, more or less to highlight and accentuate what the actor will be doing on stage.
Let's focus on the four African-American women that you detailed earlier. Tell us who the four African-American women are that you guys have selected that you're going to highlight at this event and why you guys chose those four.
Okay, we're not the ones that chose them. This was the performer, the ensemble's choice. They're doing Sojourner Truth, who was born into slavery in New York, of all places, and then became an abolitionist and women's rights activist. Then there will be a novelist and anthropologist named Zahra Neale Hurston, and then a folk artist named Clementine Hunter, and then a civil rights activist named Fannie Lou Hamer. Why they chose the four, I don't know. I have my four that I would like to have seen, but these are excellent, excellent choices all. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they have to say about them.
Very nice. And again, it's on March 4th.
March 4th, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Stocker Arts Center. Again, we're talking with Dr. Craig Semsel with Lorain County Community College. And Dr. Semsel, we've talked about the women that will be highlighted at this event. Now, there's also going to be an after talk with the ensemble as soon as the performance is over. Is this just going to be a Q&A with the audience, or how does this work?
Yeah, that'll be basically a Q&A within the audience. And believe me, if the audience doesn't ask the question, I will. Why they chose the four they did.
So you've detailed that you may have picked out four others. So what are the four that you would pick?
Well, certainly Fannie Lou Hamer would be high on my list. Sojourner Truth, good choice. I also would have thought maybe Harriet Tubman would be an excellent choice as well, or perhaps any one of a number of female vocalists, you know, from the 20s, 30s, and onward.
So what are you looking forward to most in this performance? Because it sounds like it should be a lot of fun. It sounds like it should be very, very interesting, educational, very, very informative. What are some elements that you're looking forward to most in this performance?
Well, my favorite two would be Sojourner Truth, the one who actually used the phrase, Ain't I a Woman? And, incidentally, she gave that phrase in that speech very close to here in Akron, Ohio, on North High Street. But the other one I would say would be Fannie Lou Hamer, and she was a straight shooter. She just told things the way things were. My favorite statement of hers was her statement about politics in civil rights era Mississippi. She just said, "I am sick and tired of being sick and tired," and that spoke volumes.
And we are all indeed sick and tired of being sick and tired, especially this time of the year where it feels like the sun comes out too late and it goes down too early. We're all looking for a reason to get out. Well, on March 4th, this sounds like a perfect reason to get out to the Lorain County Community College Stocker Arts Center, Ain't I a Woman? Well, and it sounds like this will be one of those things, too, where it'll be very educational, very informative as well, as I mentioned before. But sounds like there's some very fun elements, too. And I think at the very end, you know, when there's a Q&A with the audience, that should be pretty enlightening as well to kind of find out what the audience thinks about all of this.
Indeed. And if I have any students that are that'll be present, I told them to send me an email as well to give me their impressions of what they're hearing, because getting the audience impression is very important. We'd hate to do this thing and have them walk away wondering, what did I just see? We'd like to know what they're talking about. We want to know what they got out of the program.
Well, and while we're on that topic as well, for those who attend, what is it that you hope that they end up getting out of this?
Well, first of all, to recognize that these historical figures are people, just like the rest of us. These weren't just names that people like to throw about in, musty old textbooks and such. These were actually living, breathing human beings who had very real concerns and in their own ways addressed the problems and issues of their day.
Very good. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, they're just very successful. These are some very distinguished people. They're distinguished because they're outliers. They actually rose above. And they really need to be celebrated and to let us know what we can do when we get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, absolutely. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. It feels like that's a phrase that gets thrown out there quite a bit this year for all the obvious reasons. And, of course, we'll probably hear that on March 4th at the Stocker Arts Center at the Ain't I a Woman presentation. Well, Dr. Semsel, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we certainly hope that everyone's able to make it out there on March 4th.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Dr. Craig Semsel with Lorain County Community College telling us all about the March 4th show.